17th Wazzy Street on a hot summer afternoon. All the stew bums are strewn up, leaning up against the gin mill. And there's something in the air. And come nightfall, everything changes. There's something in the air. And there's a blurred drizzle down the plate glass. And a neon swizzle stick is stirring up a sultry night air. And a yellow biscuit of a buttery cue ball moon is rolling maverick across an obsidian sky. And the buses are groaning and they're wheezing. Down on the corner, I'm freezing down there on Restless Boulevard and Midnight Road. Cross down from Easy Street. With the tight knots of moviegoers and out-of-towners and they're on the stroll. Used car salesman dressed up in Purina checkerboard slacks and Foster Grant wraparounds, pacing in front of all that Rainbow Earl Shibe $39.95 merchandise, all dressed up in jackal striped jackets with the blue denim dye and color television test pattern double knit polyester slacks. And they be throwing out some kind of Texas gweening routine. Hello, sucker. We like your money. We love your money. Just as well as anybody else's. Give me your money, you fool. Yeah. And all them harlequin sailors be on the stroll in search of like new paint, decent factory air. Candy apple red and AM FM dreams. Ah, you know all the piss yellow gypsy cabs. They're stacked up in the taxi zones and they're waiting like pinball machines to tick off a joyride to some kind of a magical place. Or they're waiting in line just like truckers welcome diners with dirt lots full of Peterbilts and Kenworths. Jimmy's and the like, seriously highballing with bankrupt breaks. Overdriven, underpaid, underfed, a day late, a dollar short. Now I got my lips around a bottle, I got my foot on the throttle, and I'm seriously standing on the corner. 17th and Wazzy. Tell them that Pork Chop sent you. I'm standing on this corner like I just got in town, Jasper. On a street corner with a Gasper, and I'm looking for some kind of a Cheshire billboard grin. Stroking a goatee chin. Using parking meters as walking sticks. And I'm on the inebriated stroll here. With my eyelids propped open at half mast. You know, over at Chubb's Pool and Snooker, it was a nickel after two. It was a nickel after two in that cobalt steel blue dream smoke. And the chalk squeaked, and the floorboards creaked, and an Olympia sign winked through a torn yellow shade. And old Jack Chance himself was seriously leaning up against a Wurlitzer. Something by Sinatra. That's life, that's what all the people say. Riding high and able, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that too. And he's eyeballing out a serious fireball combination shot. Impossible, you say? knife. And I, just about that time, the sun was crawling yellow out of a manhole at the foot of 23rd Street. And a Dracula moon in a black disguise was making its way back to its prepaid room at the St. Moritz Hotel. And I'm leaning up against this world, you see. I left my shorts in San Francisco. But you know, the L train was tumbling across the trestles, and it was sounding like the ghost of Gene Krupa with an overhead cam and glass backs. And the whispering brushes of wet radials on wet pavement, backing up a traffic jam session on 17th. And I'm looking for some kind of an emotional investment with romantic dividends. Some serious physical negotiations. And I'm gonna be held over for another smashed weekend. No, it's funny, I always was attracted by Greyhound bus depots. I found out at a very young age that it's an extremely hip place to take a date. It's cheap. And you figure, you know, you get a roll of quarters and you can sit in the TV chairs all night. You got refreshments, you got candy machines, soft drinks, ice cream. Gracias por VI and Greyhound, going over the speakers, and a jukebox, and maybe even some pinball machines. But, so I always took the buses and never could help myself of doing a Holden Caulfield on somebody. And, so I figured you're sitting next to somebody, you're sitting next to some loser on the bus, and you're in sad shape yourself. And you figure, why the hell not? I mean, use your imagination. Get a whole shovel full. And I never could help myself. And but I was sitting next to a cat who couldn't help himself. He's talking some, I mean, he's going on. I mean, he was so crooked that when he dies, you're gonna have to screw him in the ground. And so he's going on all about his story, see. The only reason I'm taking the bus is because, my Maserati's in the garage, you know? And, my brother-in-law is using my Mercedes right now, and I kind of like to sit back and leave the driving to them, you know? We're going to Phoenix, you know? And, so I couldn't help myself. And so I got a shovel waiting for him, and I'm nodding through his old story, and he's loving it. He said he finally got himself a fish, but he has no idea what is coming for him. He said, why are you taking the bus? Said, I'm on my way to Connected Phoenix for Las Vegas. I've got a 2-year unlimited engagement at Caesar's Palace for, so I'm doing, $250,000 a week, but, you know, times are tough. We gotta take anything we can get now, don't we? I say, yeah, I know, man. Things are tough, boy.